Pleasant good morning to one and all. Welcome to Morning Devotions, sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Canon Norman Lightburn, Rector of the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 13, beginning at verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he had laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites, does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our gospel reading for today, October the 30th, we see Jesus healing a woman who for 18 years had not been able to be straightened because she had a bent body. The healing took place on the Sabbath, so the leader of the synagogue became annoyed and angry that Jesus had broken the Sabbath. The religious leaders of Jesus' day saw healing as part of a doctor's profession, and practicing one's profession on the Sabbath was prohibited. But Jesus shamed them by pointing out their hypocrisy. They would untie their animals and care for them on the Sabbath, but they refused to rejoice when a human being was freed from Satan's bondage. Jesus said to his opponents, "If you can loose an animal from your stall and give him water on the Sabbath? Surely it is right in the sight of God to loose this poor woman from her infirmity." The leader of the synagogue and the religious leaders loved systems more than they loved people. They regarded rules and regulations more than they regarded human needs. This cannot be right, my brothers and sisters. They were more concerned that their petty little laws should be observed than that a sick woman should be healed. Systems, rules, and regulations can be good at times. They can be good for the regulation of society and the ordering of human life. But when they get in the way of helping human beings and being a hindrance to human needs, then they are no longer serving their purpose. We must be careful not to allow systems, practices, and procedures to invade the church. Unfortunately, already there are church people who are more concerned with method of church government than they are with worship of God and the service of human needs. In the world and in the church, we are constantly in peril of loving systems more than we love God and more than we love people. For Jesus and his ministry, it was always about people. His priority was always looking after the needs of people, especially the less fortunate. He had a passion for people. That's why he was always showing compassion. To the woman with the infirmity, he said, "Woman, you are free from your infirmity." And immediately she stood up straight. What a relief for this woman who for 18 years had a bent body, was unable to look to the sky, could only look down, couldn't even look forward beyond her. Jesus gave her a new lease on life. He set her free. What about you this morning? Are you in bondage? Do you have any infirmities? Jesus wants to set us free from the bondage of sin. He wants to cure our infirmities, our illnesses. He is the great physician. Will we then come to him today and seek his help? I hope we will. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all your loved ones near and far, this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening in to these devotions today. And I pray that you have been blessed as a result of tuning in. And may God's holy name be praised. Have a wonderful day.